AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. Central Command says it's carrying out more strikes on Iran. At the White House, President Trump telling reporters,
"We're taking out all of their capability for anything having to do with the Strait, with the Hormuz Strait. And I think in the end, we will end up discontrolling the whole thing."
The president says the U.S. is reinstating a blockade on Iran and will charge other ships for safe passage.
"I want to be reimbursed because we're protecting a very rich portion of the world. We're spending money."
Oil prices jumped nearly 10% today. In other news, a federal immigration officer shot and killed a driver in Biddeford, Maine. Immigrant rights groups identified the man as a 26-year-old native of Colombia. Senator Angus King says the Secretary of Homeland Security tells him the man was not the target of the warrant the officers were executing. Amy Goodman turned out to protest.
"Sadly, it's something that we are seeing a whole lot more often lately. And I'm mad about it."
Meanwhile, Ed Donahue reports,
prosecutors in Minnesota say they now have key evidence in their investigations into the fatal shootings by government officers of Renee Good and Alex Preddy. Good was shot in her vehicle. Preddy was shot during an immigration protest. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says they now have hard drives with statements, police body camera video, and other evidence previously withheld by federal officials.
"We have also obtained some of the physical evidence that was previously withheld, including Renee Good's car."
There were questions in the shooting of Alex Preddy about whether there was body cam video.
"I believe we do have, I'm told we have the body cam evidence."
Moriarty says anytime the government is responsible in whatever way of taking the life of a community member, they need to have a full and thorough investigation. I'm Ed Donahue.
In South Carolina's governor's named Darlene Graham Nordone as her late brother Lindsey Graham's temporary replacement in the U.S. Senate. This is AP News. Word of a notable death over the weekend. Donna Warder has her story.
"My name is Martha Ann Lillard."
Martha Lillard was the last polio patient in the U.S. to use an iron lung to live. She was 78 when she died June 26th in Oklahoma. Her sister Cindy McVeigh recorded her sister. McVeigh says her sister got polio when she was 5 years old, just 1 year before the polio vaccine was released.
"They put her in an iron lung and she gradually made enough progress to be able to open the iron lung a little bit and then to be out, and they gradually built her back up to where she could breathe some on her own."
McVeigh says the family included her sister on road trips thanks to a custom trailer. She blames her sister's death on long-haul COVID-19. I'm Donna Warder.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.